Yeah, so you think of something else, Howard. You're always enterprising.
Howard, that's the beautiful thing.
And that's enterprise.
And that's what makes you the big businessman.
That's right.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We're continuing the Rambam Hilchos Geirushin Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, Chapter 3, Verse 6, in the Masnayim Text, page 50 and 51. We're talking about different scenarios. If a husband wants to divorce his wife, and in terms of having first of all the right intention, that when he writes the sofa writes it, he has for the particular person in mind, the man, the woman, etc., etc. And we get furthermore cases, the next three halachas or so, dealing with similar issues. Amar leSofer is an interesting case. The man says to the scribe, "Ksov get leplonis, write a divorce for my wife. Everything kavon, everything fine and dandy. V'yilimi, and I will hold on to the get." Now we have to understand, he has not yet married this woman yet. Okay.
Whoa.
He has not yet married this woman yet.
Thinking ahead.
So let's say it's one of these shotgun shidduchim, where he's forced into marrying this person. So, and he says, I'm not cold.
He's got the air conditioner.
So you can turn it. You want me to turn it down?
I'll just put my
cold.
Okay, I'll turn it off. I think that happened in a previous class too. The first ever class in Nashim for Hilchas Gerushin. You also were called at the beginning of class, and you asked the rabbi to turn down the air conditioner.
What's the connection, Martin?
Anyway,
I don't know. This could be.
So the guy is not married yet. He has one woman that he's planning on marrying, but he wants to have the divorce ready to go. Even before. So this was written before he's even married to this woman, and he says, "Lekasha Sena." So when I will marry her, Agarshenabo, I will be able to divorce her at any time I want.
But why marry her?
For immigration purposes.
Oh.
Whatever it is.
He didn't
right?
see that. He doesn't
but,
see that.
You know, he knows, you know, it could
but
be all kinds of scenarios. Who knows?
That's
but that's
not,
what he wants.
That's not done in Judaism.
V'nichdav, so he writes it. Everything was kosher, written. Unesah, and then the guy does a nesuin, and he marries this woman. And then whenever afterwards, Vigir Shabo, and then he divorces her.
No get.
Is this a good get or not? The Rambam says, no get. It's not a get. Why? Now you really have everything correct. You have the name that's correct. Even the date is okay, because he can give it later after the date. There's no problem with anything, except one problem.
He wasn't married yet.
The get was written. There was no one to divorce.
Right. Yeah. She's not married.
So that she couldn't be a woman who could be liable for divorce, right? Kishenichtav gets that when this bill of divorce was written, she couldn't be divorced from him at this point. V'nimtza comes out shenichtav shelo l'shem gerushin. It was written not for the sake of divorce.
Doesn't he have a problem with the nesuyin too? Because he doesn't have the intent to marry her for the sake of being married.
Well, we don't know. Maybe he will marry her. Who knows? Maybe he's married for her 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And then he's going to divorce her. There could be all kinds of things. Maybe he's going to go out to war soon, or he's going to go out of the country.
Yeah, we should judge favorably.
And he's very well organized. Right. He's planning to get married. Let's say today is April 18th. He's planning to get married June 18th, okay? And then he's going to be going on, and when he gets married, he's going to go to another city, whatever, and then he's going to go out of town to China a few weeks later. So guess what? He's going to want to get married to her, and maybe he's going to want to give her a divorce because he may not come back. Whatever. So he's got all things planned out. So technically, that's why he did all that. So there's nothing wrong with the wedding. You can get married to a woman, even technically, if you want to know you're going to divorce her, that doesn't matter.
But you have to do the get after you get married.
That's the problem. You'd have to give a get. So you need a new get, but this get will not. The guy wants to have everything ready. You know, you never know. It could be a lot of, you know, it's a lot of things about this woman he doesn't know, and he wants to have the get ready to go. Maybe where he's going to be living, he won't have a get. Whatever. So maybe the marriage is definitely a good marriage, although I wouldn't say it's a recommended marriage.
It's not a great marriage.
But the get is definitely not a good get, because when it's written, it wasn't written as a proper get.
Maybe the sofa was having a 2-for-1 sale. You get the ketubah and the get at the same time.
Yes. So now, but what if he says a little bit different? What if he is done the first stage? He gave her a kiddushin. So the first step of erusin existed. But they haven't yet done the second step of the nisuin, of the chuppah. So what if we have that, and he wants to write a divorce after the Erusin? He wants a divorce for when? For when he wants to use it after the Nisuin. So let's see. Avalomer, but he says to the sofer, Ksov oso la'arusasi. Write a get for the woman who is betrothed to me already. I've already given her a kedushin. Why? Likisha esa ena, because when I will get the final chuppah of the Nisuin, Akashan will divorce her. And that's what he did. Uknasa, and he did the Nisuin, and he lived with her. And then Vigersha, when they divorced her, Kosher, it's a kosher get. And he could get married with it, she could get married to somebody else, and everything is fine. Why? Because when the get was written, she already could be divorced, because we know that if you have an erusin, even only an erusin with a woman, if you want to sever that relationship, you still need a get. So therefore, the get was written for a proper gerushin. Now, certainly, lechatchila, certainly one should not use it for divorce, as we will see. But clearly, if you do it, it is okay. Okay? And everything would be kosher. So he divorced her, he married her completely, and then he divorces her with the get that was written beforehand. There's no problems with that after the fact. It's a kosher get. Now we have one other situation, which is a questionable situation. Ksav Liyavimto, what if he tells the sofer to write it for the woman who has to fall to him in Yibum? His brother died without children, and now he knows, and he's the only brother, let's say, and he knows he has to do something with this woman, and there's a lot of pressure on him, and he's going to have to do Yibum. But he figures, you know, maybe I'll just do a quick Yibum, and get her pregnant, and then just divorce her. You know, I don't want to get involved with her and get emotionally attached and all this stuff. I want to know in advance. It's just a cold business, like fulfillment of the mitzvah relationship kind of thing. So I want to get ready. So after the brother dies, and she already is sokuk liyubum, where she has to fault him, and she can't go anywhere else until he does something with her. He tells the guy, write me the get, and then I'll do the yibum with her, and then I'm going to turn around and give her the get. Okay, and that's what happens. V'yachash yibma gershabo. And after the yibma, he does divorce with her. Hareza safek gershin. It's a doubtful divorce. Why? Ho ve'ena ishto gemura kishikasavo. Because she wasn't completely his wife, when he wrote the get. This is not, because she, and that's the whole safek, the doubt in our mind, when a woman has to fall to yibum, does she have the status of an arusa, technically, or not? Or no, as long as he didn't give her a kiddushin, you don't have anything. It's not even like an arusa, it's a shaila, which we don't know the answer to that. And therefore, it's a safek get, which you said is worse than either.
There is a connection. Yavamas clearly says there's a connection between these two people.
There's a connection.
And a strong connection.
But maybe not as much as an engagement.
Okay.
So that's the shaila. So that's why there's a shaila there. Okay.
So we're saying what Rambam is ruling here.
It's a suffix.
He's saying is that
I don't
there
know
is
the
a
answer.
Connection, but the connection is not as strong as a rusa.
Right. We don't know. Is it or isn't it? We don't know.
Okay, so he's saying he doesn't
That's
know.
A shot. Is she like an arusa? Is she
so it
not?
Could
is
be
she
and
like?
It could not be.
That's right. We don't know. We don't know.
To
that's
be or
the
not
thing.
To be.
Okay, Zion. Mipnei takana sofer. The rabbis made a decree for the benefit of the sofer that he should always have many gittin on hand. Hetiru chacham lesofer. The rabbis allowed a scribe to do the following. Sheyichtov tofsei gittin. He could write the standard text of a get, the unified text, and the aniach, and leave in the blanks, as it were, which is makoma ish, the place where the man is living, umakoma isha, and the place where the woman is living, umakoma zman. Let me say that again. Makoma ish means the blank for the name of the man, not the place of them. Yes. The blank, you leave
where
over the blank, a space
go.
For
where
the man, and a space for the woman. Umakom asman, and a place for the date. Umakom hare at muter sechorom, and the place where it says you are permitted to marry to every man. Because these are the main parts of the get that we just enumerated as the main parts. So Sofer is allowed to write it in general, even though he doesn't know who he's. Remember, we said you have to write this for the sake of the people you know. He doesn't know when he's writing the generic version. So we're saying even though the generic version, he doesn't have any specific intention, but that's good enough because the main parts have not been written in.
Right.
So we're okay. Kidei sheyichtaveim, because then later, when it does come to an actual divorce, he'll write it l'shem ha'ish hamagarish. He will put the name of the person down who's going to divorce her and has him in mind when it's necessary. L'shem ha'ish hamiskareshes, when the woman is going to get divorced. V'yachem, and then afterwards yachtem ha'edim, the edim can sign it lishma for the sake of this the bill of divorce, and it is an acceptable get. So even though we've said you have to write a get for the sake of the specific people, that doesn't apply to the generic part of the get. It only applies to the specific part of the get. Continuing
on. So therefore, gets can be written very quickly.
Technically.
If he just has to write the woman's name, the man's name,
well,
the
I think
place,
in practice we don't do that. In practice, I don't believe we do that. And they write the whole thing.
Okay. Does it have to be written by a scribe? Or could it be?
I mean, anybody who's talented.
No, could it be pre-printed form nowadays?
It seems that we like to do them on parchment. I have not seen any pre-printed forms on the market.
I've never seen it yet. So
I'm just saying that in the Rambam's times,
to the Jewish bookstore and pick up a pre-printed get. They don't make
Israel
them.
Doesn't have a sale on
it. They have ksuvas. They have pre-printed ksuvas. But they don't have any pre-printed gets.
They
don't have any gets. Okay. Ches.
You too.
Sofer shekosav haget lishmo v'lishmo kehilchaso. The sofer wrote the get 100% for the right sake, and everything was fine. But now what's the problem? But the witnesses who signed it, they signed it shelo lishma, not for the sake of the mitzvah. What does that mean? They may not even know what they were signing.
Yeah.
They just turned to these two guys. This we need two guys to sign here. Come here, just sign.
What, for, you know, yeah, it's just sign. Don't worry.
Sign over here,
it's
please.
10 bucks.
He doesn't know what he's signing for. Now remember that witnesses signing a document, is that a biblical requirement or a rabbinic requirement?
Rabbinic.
It's rabbinic. It's the biblical requirement is aid in watching the transfer of the get from the man to the woman or the agents. But having the signing is just rabbinic, as we'll go over the reasons again. So now the guys signing it, they're not good because they don't have the right kavana. So what happens? Shalolishma. But since we have all the other parts, which is the next part as well, Hoel, since he gave it to her with good witnesses who knew what was going on, they're not the same people who are signing. Hareze get. It's a get. And now we've got a little problem in the next words here. And the Rambam says, Ela Shahu Puzzle. But it's rabbinically not good. So biblically it's okay, biblically not. So now the Rambam asks, V'lama ain't a batel. Why is it not totally not good? The guys who signed it aren't good at all.
Because
the answer is,
L'fisha
eino eidim chosmal get. The only reason we require witnesses to sign a get, El mipnei tikuna olam, to fix things up, as it were. What do we mean? It was a decree on behalf of the woman. Because if we don't have it signed, what bad situation could happen?
Let's say
the guy gives her the get, everything's fine, but the two witnesses die, and now she'll never have any proof to this get. So now the rabbis want to benefit this woman. That she has a proper verification of what was signed. So therefore, that rabbinic part is missing. So therefore, it's a biblically valid get. And technically, if she marries somebody else, she's married to the other guy, and the children will not be mamzer. However, we would definitely want, before any of that would happen, to give a proper get after this get also.
The witnesses have to be kosher witnesses?
What do you think, Howard?
I think you're going to have a big problem because all the reform and conservatives who get
forget about the reform. They're just bad news all around. The whole thing is...
So there's an awful lot of people contesting the gets then, if they're not done...
I don't want to get into there, but most of them are married conservative reform also, so they may not even be married. So that's a whole issue. But you're right. Basically, we paskin lechatchila, if they have a reform get, they would have to get an Orthodox get, and if not, an Orthodox rabbi would not marry this woman to another man if she did not get an Orthodox get. If she did marry somebody else, consult your local Orthodox rabbi at another time.
Very messy.
It's a problem, but most...
We'll go there.
But it depends what kind of marriage was happened. Was it a reform marriage? Then it's not as bad. It was an Orthodox marriage. That's why I will not marry people if I think there's any likelihood that there could be problems later, even though the wedding will be fine that I'll do. But if I have kind of doubts that they may not go to an Orthodox rabbi if they get divorced.
So you drop the get right away after the wedding?
I won't officiate. I don't want to take that responsibility to bring mamzers into the world.
People can contest the witnesses after the get is given and say,
have their signatures.
The get's not kosher because the witnesses aren't kosher.
Who says they're not kosher?
But you make sure the rabbi makes
We're talking kosher. About a proper get, kosher. Howard. We're not talking about reform gets.
No, proper witnesses.
Talk about proper. Rabbi's not talking about reform gets. I don't care about tikkun oilam, right? There's no tikkun oilam with what they're doing.
He didn't talk about tikkun oilam before.
Okay, now, that's the Rambam's opinion, but hang on there. The Yesh Mishomer, but there's others who say, that's the opinion of the Gaon that's brought by the Rif in Gittin, Shim Chasol, Edom Shoshmo, that in the very same case, they argue on the Rambam, that if the witnesses who signed it didn't do it for the sake of the mitzvah, it's like it's a forgery from within itself. In other words, the document itself, there's a problem with the document. There's others who say it's not anything, not even biblically, on no level it's a get. That's what others say, but the Rambam does not agree with them. In other words, even though technically it's only a rabbinic need, but since there's something within the text of the get that is totally false, that corrupts the entire get. The Rambam disagrees with that. He says, okay, it's like you don't have it. In other words, if you didn't write it, what if we didn't have any, what if it wasn't signed? We didn't sign it. Would it be a get biblically?
Yep.
100%.
Sure.
Rambam says if it's signed for the sake of the mitzvah, it's no worse than if it wasn't signed. Right. Others say, no, it is worse, because now you've done something damaging to this divorce.
Nothing was done
and therefore they feel it's like a forgery within itself, as it were. Hmm. So therefore they disagree with the Rambam. Let's pick another case. What if Taka Howard, one of the witnesses, is Taka Pussel? He can't testify. Either because he's a relative to the man or the woman, or he's done a number of averas that he can't be a witness.
Right.
In any of that, what if there's only one witness kosher? Only one guy signed it. And one kosher witness signed it, but you don't have two. Even though you give it over in front of two Edim, and at a biblical level it should be okay, says the Rambam, but again, that is according to this Gaon Shita. These last two levels, according to the Gaon's Shita, who says it looks like it's a forgery from within. And according to this opinion, it's totally not good. If she marries somebody else, she'd have to not be married to him. If she have a kid, be a mom's, according to them. The Rambam says, no, it's only drabbana not good. And that's what Rambam says. Velo yereli davarzeh. I don't like this opinion, says the Rambam. Ella, well, how do I treat it? Like halfway. Kim mizuyev, it's like forgery, but lo mizuyev body, but not certain forgery. Vahol, v'nimtzer, ba'ede, mesir, k'shem, since it was given over in front of kosher witnesses, which is the biblical requirement, hareza, pasul mitvrem, it's only rabbinically not good. And otherwise not. The reason why it's not rabbinically accepted, because we may come to rely only on the people who sign it alone, because it's not, you're not able to see that it's pasul. But clearly, when the psul is very evident, so that's that issue. But what if the psul is an obvious psul? Let's say they sign it quite a distance from the text, right? So that, would be certainly kosher, because no one's going to make any mistakes about that. It's like totally, it's not connected, it's totally out of the game. Okay, continuing halacha test. Here's an interesting case. Hamevi, a guy gives makes a shliach, the guy to take the get and bring it to a woman. All right, I don't know why it has to only be a shliach. Well, we'll see. Get va'ovad mimena, he loses it.
Oi.
He's going a half hour on the way. He's passing in the busy street, whatever. He says, oh my God, I lost the get.
But then he finds it.
Then he looks for it. Umatzah, and he finds it. Now, what is the problem here?
It's out of his possession for a while.
Well, therefore, that's not a problem. What's the problem?
In Elim Metzias, don't we learn that if you find a document that's written and all that?
Well, let's say he recognizes. What could be the potential problem? So let's see what he says. Well, I'll tell you what the potential problem is, because it's going to get confusing. The potential problem is, even if he finds it, he will find it. But maybe it's not the same get.
It's a different get.
Because maybe there's another guy and another woman with the same name, and he found one. Now, the reason, the reason why they picked the shliach and not the man, I asked, why don't we pick the husband lost it? The answer is the husband probably will recognize the get.
Identifying features.
He knows that get. He was there
shliach
when it was written.
Just knows the outside
shliach just was given a bow and a closed up thing or whatever. So that's already another story. He knows it's Chaim Yankel divorcing Sor Rivka.
That's it.
But he doesn't know much more than that. So if he loses it, so he finds it, but
identify
it could be another one with the same names, and somebody else got divorced with same, and it's not the same document. That's the concern. Hmm. Now we have to see how many factors are coming into play for this to be considered a concern or not. That's the issue that the Rama has to go through. When he finds it, we could assume he found the one he lost. And when do we say there's a great degree of uncertainty, and therefore we cannot say that. So let's read on. So, im avad nimenu b'makom she'en ashiyaris metsuyos, if he lost some place where the caravans are not very frequent. So therefore it's... look, your English is wrong.
Yes.
Look at the Hebrew. I looked at that.
Okay.
You have a typo in your English.
Okay.
Where your English says they are frequent, you should say are
but
not.
But it says frequented by. That's
no,
not
no.
The same as
if
frequent.
He lost in a place, don't say frequented. Say not frequented.
Yes, it has to be not.
Put in the word not. Because you look at the Hebrew,
yeah.
It says same.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was, for some reason, I was looking at the English by that, but I don't know why. And I said, whoa, that's for sure a mistake. So that's a correction you should all make in your Rambams, because someone else will learn it again and will learn it wrong. So if you're in a place where they don't frequent it, and therefore we don't have to be concerned for a lot of outside mix-up, afilu mitzol achers man ruber, even if found after a lot of time, maybe a week or whatever, hareza becheskas, we assume the assumption is, Shahaget Sha'avimen, the get he lost, who
Haget
Shanimsa, that's one he found, and therefore if he's Skarishpo, he can divorce him with it. There's no reason to assume otherwise. Now to think, well, maybe somebody in the city had the same, that already we're not going to assume. But caravans are going by. Caravans is a lot of people, and they can, you know, and they can be bringing getting from all around the world, and that could be a problem. Aval, Bimkom, Shashiaras, Mitsuyas, in a place where there are caravans frequenting by. We could be afraid that it fell from somebody else who has a similar name get. So now it depends. If he finds it right away, within minutes, I guess. There wasn't any caravan people tarrying around, you know, that it could have been lost, you know, over from the passerbyers. Or let's say, let's say he put the get in a utensil. Let's say he put the get in a satchel. So now he finds his satchel and the get. So that's pretty good. But he adds, v'yeshbo tvius ayin, and he can recognize it. Remember, it doesn't, the simen is more than that. Hakaras ayin means he recognized it.
Tvius
ayin.
Well,
familiarity.
You
mean he knows
not
it's
a
his
simen.
Watch.
He knows it, but he doesn't have a simen per se, but he knows
but
it's his.
Familiarity with it.
Yes.
And what's the tvius ayin? For example, be'orko v'rachbo shall get shehoyu koruch. The width and the length of the get. Now we're not talking about the item, the satchel. We're talking about there's a tefiya sign on the get. He knows it was whatever, 2 feet by 1 foot, place whatever. That and the way it was wrapped. Hareu v'cheskaso. We assume the chazaka is that he was the one who lost it. V'tishkarishba, and she can get divorced with it. So we have that's without the caravans frequenting and having a chance to get their hands on it. Now, so it seems the Rambam needs both factors. That the get was in its original container and that it could be recognized. Many commentaries disagree with that and say, why wouldn't one factor be enough? And Taka Shulchan Aruch, when he talks about this, he said, only need one factor. Either he recognizes the original document or the get. So either one is fine. So others, the Noda Yehuda, he defends the Rambam's ruling and says, you know, there's different levels of recognizing thing, and since you know, even though he knows it by the length of the web, you still need to be found its container, so Rambam requires more. All right, so there's a debate as to how much. Basically, we have to have some confidence level that it's he can recognize it's the same document.
Maybe in one case, one assumes that the shliach is literate, and in the other case, the shliach is just a friend who might not be literate and is taking the document for you.
Well, but how would he know if that's the get?
No, look, I'm giving you this. The bow's wrapped around it. It's in this case. Take it. Now he loses it, and he finds something that looks like it. He needs two signs in order to be ensured that he's
okay,
got it.
Maybe. Okay, now halacha yud and yud aleph are just continuations of the previous halacha, so it's good for us to do these two, because I don't want to come back to this next Sunday. So continuing this idea, now, you know, the truth of the matter is... one second, I don't want to confuse this over here. One second. Yeah, okay, fine. Yud. Huchsak ba'osava. Now, let's say a step further. Now, the same case, he loses it. But it's well known in the city where he lost it that there is in that city as well a man and a woman with the same name. Okay, in the first case, we didn't know that. But if you know in that place, there's Ishachod, there's a man over there. Sheshmo kishmo shabaget has the same name as what's written in the get, and I guess a woman as well. So now, and he loses it there, and we're not talking about, so now, choshen, we're concerned, shema get zahanim shalosa isha acharu. Maybe if he finds the get, even without caravans, it could be someone else's get, if we know there's another man in that city with that name. Why ho, of our autumn shom, since a person passes by there, v'afal pishalosha, even though he doesn't, dilly-dally over there, but, well, it couldn't know. Truth is, I think the Mephoshim explain, we're speaking where there is even caravans over there. So, he's saying where you have caravans and you have this other guy. So, even though the caravans don't stay there long, but since we have two problems, maybe it fell from this guy and maybe from the caravan. So therefore, even these Garshaba, if he divorces her with it, after he finds it, Harez a suffix migoresh. It's a suffix if you're divorced, and we can't say for sure it's kosher. Avolim lo over adam sham, but if nobody else was passing by there, Harez a becheskaso, we go with the chazaka that it was the same get. Even though we know there's another guy, that's not enough of a factor. We'd have to have more than the one factor. Not just enough to have a guy in the city who has the same name, but we'd have to have caravans there as well, even though they don't stay a long time. But you have to have at least two factors to make it that we can't assume he found the right
Wouldn't
one.
Wouldn't the witnesses make a difference? If there's
what witnesses? There's no witnesses.
On the get. You wouldn't have witnesses?
Yeah, you wouldn't have the same witnesses.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you're going to go to another city. No one's going to know who signed those sets. I'm even going to another city, no?
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. You're asking why don't we go back to the
witnesses? Because it could be everything else the same, but usually the witnesses are different.
Yeah, the odds doesn't mention them.
It's a good factor you're bringing up.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Because the odds of the witnesses being the same are too high. That's
unless you have to say he can't go back to the owner. I mean, why don't you say simple? Why does he go back to the owner and say, is this the same debt?
We just said the owner would recognize it. That's why we didn't mention the owner doing the...
All right, so now what do you see? Yeah. What do you see? For some reason, the case is set up in a way that we can't go back to find out. You hear what I'm saying? Because otherwise, the whole point would be a moot point.
Okay.
Right, so obviously, these are factors where we can't go back to the husband, and we can't go back to the
husband. Maybe the husband says, if you lose this, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, last one. Let's quickly finish the next one,
because
it just continues it. Let's keep going. Now, what if Hoyu La'edim Baget Simon Muvuk? What if the Edim in the Get have a Simon Muvuk?
A good sign, a really good sign.
Now, the question is, why are we, I just thought of this, why are we bringing the witnesses all of a sudden?
Yeah, we were there before.
Okay, I guess if they...
Different case.
It is this case where it's lost, but there's witnesses. And then again, even when guys sign, you think they remember everything they sign?
But their names are on it.
Their names are on it.
Yeah.
Right, I'm not sure. So anyway, these witnesses have a simon muvok, an outstanding simon to the get. Kigon Sherman, for example, they say, Nekev Yeshbo Bitsad Os Plonis. There's a little hole in the document next to this letter. Oshorma, they said, Me'om lo chasamnu ela al get echad. We know we only signed one bill of divorce.
Ever in our lives.
Ever in our lives. Sheesh bo shemus kashemus el, that have these names. We only signed one divorce, Chaim Yankel sar Rivka.
That's it.
So they only signed one. So hareza becheska. So now, I guess that's the point, Sam. He's saying if you do have witnesses, and the witnesses can say we know this is our signature.
Yeah.
Now, if they would have signed two gets with the same names, then it wouldn't help to say it's their signature, right? But in other words, that's the whole point, Sam. Your question is being addressed here. If the witnesses clearly say this is our signature, then hareza becheska. So the get has its chazaka. V'tiskarz v'shkim divorce with it. V'av v'shimotso achas man meruba. Even if you find it after a long time after it was lost. And even when there's a lot of caravans, you have all the negatives with you, but and even if you have two other people, you can have all the worst examples. You can have two people living in the city that have the same names as them, and you lost it for a long time, and caravans were going by, and people walking around and everything. But guess what? If the witness says that's our signatures,
done.
Game over. And that was the point that Sam was saying.
You got to cut it.